We are here at the 2017 World Credit Union Conference in lovely Vienna, and I've come across Mr. James Dura from Municipal Credit Union in New York City. How are you, James?
It's a great day. I'm glad we're here in Vienna. This is a great conference. As usual, the folk from WOKU have put together a fantastic program, and I'm here with five other members of our board of directors and two members of our supervisory committee.
So we a whole crew here.
We are very proud of the fact that we were able to involve so many members of our leadership.
So this is kind of an education for them as well. I mean, just kind of not. I mean, we can go to all these conferences in the States, but when you come here, you get really a global perspective. What do you want? What are your goals here? What are your expectations here?
My expectations are to talk with leaders of credit union and savings organizations from around the globe. Mm-hmm. And get a better understanding of what they're doing to make our industry relevant to their populations. New York City is a melting pot. We are constantly evolving. And as a 101-year-old credit union in the state of New York, we are very proud of what we've done, but we also understand that as the current board of directors, it's our responsibility to make sure that we keep it going. And that means that we want to make sure that we continue to do the things that are smart, that are wise, that are good, but at the same time remain open to things that make sense, that are going to move us in new directions. So we're here picking on best practices. We're not here doing any bragging. We're here absorbing like a sponge.
You are here to receive.
Yes.
And maybe you can give a little too, you know?
We give a little. Yeah. We give a lot. Yeah. We give a lot. You know, as with seven members of our supervisory and board of directors here, we gave a lot.
Oh, good for you.
And we bring expertise from the supervisory perspective and from the leadership perspective.
So. Is there anything in particular that you want to take away here? Because we're talking about a lot. There's a lot of topics here. We talked about technology and innovation, cybersecurity, regulation, all that. Is there anything in particular you guys are looking for? Just kind of
we're particularly concerned about the broad spectrum. We stopped saying so much about regulation. We understand that there are certain necessary regulations that everybody had already been applying to. We were in the business of people helping people, and since the owners owned the business, we were already regulated and we were already compliant. But we've got new things that we want to worry about, and they make sense. I mean, practical things around being transparent, practical things around insurance packages and products that we might sell to our members. So we want to make sure that we are compliant in a way that it equals transparency. And so that for me makes sense. I don't really stay up at night over the idea of over-regulation, because we find ways to do that. We live with it.
Right, yeah. Well, and credit unions are a conservative lot anyway, you know? So,
tell me about it. Yeah. I mean, you cannot be in the credit union industry or movement without having major, major, major bones that are conservative. Mm-hmm. And it's not that we're risk averse, it's that we understand that it's just not our money. So
you don't play around with other people's money. You know?
That is correct. And stay in business.
Exactly. All right, I want to wrap up here because I know you got some sessions to go to and I don't want to keep you from those. What is your perspective, what's your outlook for the rest of 2017 for credit unions based on what we've experienced this year and what you're talking about here at this conference? Any insight on a perspective for the rest of the year?
Well, insight.
Might be a loaded question, but hey, we're going for it anyway, James.
Mike, you're very special.
Well, thank you.
We think, based on the American model, that's the one we know about.
Yeah.
We've just completed a strong first half. Our first six months were very strong. We believe that will continue in the United States. We believe that the political environment will remain stable enough that we will continue to be a very, very, very viable and strong credit union performer in the United States. In terms of the future, I think that the business of those who specialize in finding ways to invade and take information or to take money. I think that's something that we'll be spending a lot more time on. So cybersecurity is of course something we'll be spending a lot of time on. Understanding how to better utilize what we may not be using enough. In other words, I was particularly impressed with this morning's session with Ms. Ettinger and the whole idea of data, big data, especially restraint on big data. Not so much just the free and willy-nilly use of data, but understanding that there are sometimes special issues that members have that we want to make sure that we are, well, is there a way for us to figure that out and help resolve it? So we want to do that. That's an item that's going to be keeping me up. In terms of the global industry, I'm really impressed with what Brian and the folk at the World Credit Union Council are doing. I like the fact that that we're on target to hit that 260 million new member goal. I hope that what we're doing in New York, we're sitting on a 101-year-old organization with 400,000 members, and we're going to do our part to help push that number even a little further.
That says a lot. So, over 100 years. That says a lot. Hey, not many businesses can brag about being in business for over 100 years. Yeah, you guys are doing it.
So we're very happy with that. We're very proud of that. And of course, the gentleman this morning who received an award from the industry said it best. It wasn't done by the guy who's sitting here doing the talk right now. He's just the guy who was around long enough to make the announcement. The 100 years of work are built on a whole bunch of other folk whose names I can't call all right now. But they know that that we didn't get here by ourselves. We got here based upon the hard work of a lot of folk.
Who team effort.
That whole notion of. And so, yeah. It's a big deal, cybersecurity, data. Those are the two biggies for me that I think are going to be sort of dominating the next year. I have a feeling that as Brian announced in his presentation this morning, there is major impetus everywhere for folk to realize that we may have pushed the pendulum a little too far to the right. And so there's a lot of relaxing that's going to be happening with respect to whether it's Basel or whether it's Washington, D.C., or at state houses around the country. They're going to come back. They're going to realize that they've got to come back to a more centralist kind of position. And we think that's going to be very good for all credit unions, all savings kinds of organizations, and for the emerging ones in other countries.
Great message to end on. James, thank you so much for your insight. Well done. Good job.